mostly clean.
Would you use that word yourself?
I guess so. Yes, I've used it.
Mm-hmm. And say if you had a lot of company in over and didn't have enough beds for everyone, for the children, you might make a, down on the floor, you'd make a...
Well, there's a term, trundle bed, but I don't think I've ever heard it used. Usually a cot.
Mm-hmm. Well, something, I mean just directly on the floor, by spreading the quilts on the floor.
That'd be a pallet, I guess, but I've never heard it used around here.
Mm-hmm. Where did you hear the word?
What?
Where did you hear that word?
Pallet?
Mm-hmm.
In books.
Mm-hmm. And talking about land, you might say, well, we expect to get a big crop from that field because the soil is very...
fertile.
Okay. And what different types of land are there?
What?
What different types of land are there?
Sandy loam, L-O-A-M, buckshot, visible stuff.
Is sandy loam good?
Yes. That's about all I can think of, buckshot and sandy loam.
What about gumbo?
Oh, gumbo, certainly. Oh, that's dreadful. If you get caught in a gumbo section of road, that is, if you did get caught in the old days before they were paved, sometimes your wheels would just spin around and you'd stay there. Very sticky and slippery and
mm-hmm.
not fertile land anyway.
What's the difference between gumbo and buckshot?
I don't know. Pretty much alike, I think.
Neither of them is much good for growing anything?
What?
Neither of them is much good for growing things?
I'm not enough of a farmer to answer that. From what I've heard people say over the years, they prefer sandy loam to either of the others. One of them, I think buckshot, would get into very hard cakes if there wasn't much rain. And I just don't see how any tender young plant could work through those cakes of hard mud.
Mm-hmm. What would you call them? The flat land, maybe along a stream.
Flat land along a stream?
Mm-hmm.
Or a bottom.
Hmm?
A bottom.
Okay. What about a grassland that, a field that's good for clover, alfalfa, something like that? Just a grassy piece of land?
We call it pasture land.
Mm-hmm. What about meadow or prairie, dago?
A meadow is very seldom used down this way. It's generally a pasture.
Mm-hmm. What about the land that's got water standing in it most of the time?
Well, it might be called swampy land or boggy land.
Mm-hmm. Does a swamp have trees growing in it?
Yes, mostly cypress trees.
Mm-hmm.
And some others, but usually second growth or third growth cypress
mm-hmm.
grows where water is standing almost constantly.
Mm-hmm. What would you call it down around the sea? Sort of where you have salt hay, you know.
Near the sea, you say?
Uh-huh. Wet ground near the Gulf, maybe.
There's some grasses that grow down there and palmettos.
Would you call that a swamp or marsh or?
Both, mostly swamp.
Mm-hmm.